Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Quran Weekly, this is Yusha Evans. Have you ever thought to yourself that you have done so much evil and that you've been sinning for so long that maybe Allah cannot forgive you? You know, and I've heard this before, someone that wants to be a better Muslim, but they've spent 10, 15, 20 years, you know, just completely disobeying Allah. You know, how is it now that, you know, I've been Muslim, I know who Allah is, I've done so much sinning, how could Allah possibly forgive me with the blatant arrogance that I've had and the blatant disrespect for Allah's halal and haram, etc.? You know, this is a question that comes up even to the best of us. Even to the best of us, think and ponder that question. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he himself was not sure of Jannah unless Allah had put mercy upon him. And he told none of us to be sure of Jannah. But when it comes to Allah's mercy, when it comes to His rahmah, when it comes to His ability to forgive human beings, it is something that is incomprehensible by the human mind. We cannot even wrap our heads around and quantify Allah's mercy to His creation. It is an impossibility. And Allah Azza wa Jal refers to Himself as Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Wadud so many times in the Quran. I mean, it's just repetitive how Allah reminds us of His mercy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also reminded us to never be despondent of the mercy of Allah. Never despair of the mercy of Allah. That the mercy of Allah is incomprehensible, and there are only a very small number of things that you can do that you cannot be forgiven for. The number one of them is shirk. If you knowingly worship something other than Allah, then that is one thing that we know is an established fact that you're not forgiven from these things. But just for the fact that maybe you've been disobeying Allah, maybe you've been going down the wrong road, maybe you've been doing this, that, and the third for however long it is, Allah Azza wa Jalla always has the door to tawbah open. We need to understand this fact that tawbah, our repentance to Allah, is one of the things that makes Allah loves us so much. It is our returning to Allah that actually shows our need for Him. The fact that we sin and turn to Allah is the real way, one of the most beautiful ways that we show Allah our need of Him. That we turn to Him and realize, Ya Allah, You are the only one that can forgive me, such as Adam and Eve alayhi salam. Oh Allah, we have wronged our own selves. If You do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, indeed we will be of the losers. The same thing Yunus said when he was in the belly of the fish. Oh my Lord, I have wronged myself. If You do not forgive me and have mercy upon me, I will indeed be one of the losers. Same thing that Musa alayhi salam was repeated. Just the showing to Allah that if You don't forgive me, if You don't have mercy upon me, then indeed I am lost. There's no one that can help me except but You. And we know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if the creation didn't sin, if the creation committed no sin, that Allah would just get rid of that creation. He would do away with the creation and He would create people who would sin and then turn to Him. It's not that Allah loves the sin and that He wants us to disobey Him, but He knows inevitably we're going to make mistakes. But when we return to Him, it is a real act of ibadah. It is one of the purest acts of ibadah to turn to Allah when you feel that remorse inside of yourself and you cry to Allah and to ask Allah to forgive you. And we have to remember the story of the man from Bani Israel. And this is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. The man of Bani Israel who killed 99 people. He killed 99 people. And then, you know, he decided that he wanted to change his life. You know, maybe he had an epiphany of some sorts. He wanted to change his life. So he went to the abid, the person who just worshipped and worshipped and worshipped. He didn't have a lot of knowledge. He just worshipped Allah a lot. And he went to the abid and he told the abid, I've killed 99 people. Do you think Allah can forgive me? And you know, the abid had become such a duhud. He had become such a pious, righteous, self-righteous person that, you know, he thought to himself, no, Allah can't forgive you. You know, he didn't have the ilm to act upon. So he said, no, Allah can't forgive you. So what did the man do? Well, if Allah can't forgive you for the 99, then I'll just make you 100. So he killed him. He killed the man. And, you know, he still wanted to find some way to, you know, there has to be some answer for me. So he would ask the people, who do I go to? Who do I go to, you know, to get this answered? And they said, go to this scholar. So they sent him to the scholar now. First they sent him to the abid, just the worshipper. Now they sent him to the scholar, the person who has knowledge. So he went to the scholar and told him, you know, what I have done. I've killed 99, actually I killed 100 people now. Can Allah forgive me? And the scholar's response was, you know, there's nothing between you and Allah's mercy that you've done. There's nothing that you've done that is preventing you from Allah's mercy. He said, of course Allah can forgive you. But he said, but I recommend for you to leave this town. You see, this is the difference with the scholar. The scholar is not only able to tell us right from wrong, but he's able to give us viable solutions. This is, you know, the benefit of the scholars and going to them. The scholar told him, you need to leave this place. If you are serious, if you are serious about wanting Allah to forgive you and wanting to be better, you got to leave here. Because here, you know, there are only going to be people who are going to remind you of your evil. You know what I mean? You're only going to be around the same thing. So he said, leave this place. He told him to go to a town. There are people there. They're good. They will help you. They will help you to become a better person. So go to this town. So the man left to go to the town. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw fit and willed for him to die on his way to this town. And he died on the way there. And when he died on the way there, the angel of mercy came and the angel of punishment came. You know, the angel of mercy who takes out the souls of the believers and gently and so on and so forth. And then the angel of adab or the punishment, the one who takes the souls of evil and disobedient and disbelievers came. And they started arguing who should take the soul. The angel of mercy said, I should take it because he was on his way to tawbah from Allah. He was seeking to be forgiven by Allah. The angel of adab was saying, no, he didn't reach his place. You know, he was still a person who had committed so much evil, he didn't reach his destination. So finally, you know, the dispute was put in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What do we do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to measure the distance from the town that he was leaving to where he is now, and then measure the distance from where he is now to the town to where he is going, and whichever of them you find to be shorter, that is the angel that will take him, whatever he's closer to. And it is said in Bukhari and Muslim that when they measured, they found him closer to the place where he was heading, so the angel of mercy took his place. One of the companions, and this is in the collection of Imam Muslim, says that he heard from Al-Hasan that actually, when the man was in the throes of death, he would crawl upon his chest until he finally reached the place to where he would be closer. But Ibn Kathir, you know, the great Mufassir of the Quran and the great scholar Ibn Kathir, mentions in his Bidayah wal Nihaya that, and this is something that we don't find in Bukhari and Muslim, we have to, you know, be specific about that, that Allah Azza wa Jal, when he was telling the angels to measure the distance, you know, that actually in reality the man was closer to the town that he came from. But Allah commanded the earth in the town where he came from to move away. And He commanded the earth in the town to where the man was heading to move closer. So Allah physically changed the dimensions of the earth to make it that the man would be closer. Now, you know, if this is true, we can see from this the amount of rahmah that Allah is trying to show. The amount of mercy that Allah is trying to show, because Allah could have just caused them to die closer to the town. Very simple, very simplified. But if Allah wanted to change the dimensions of the earth just to give him forgiveness, it shows just the amount of mercy that Allah is willing to extend to someone who is searching for his forgiveness. The links that Allah will go to bring his forgiveness towards his creation when they are willing to come to him is shown through this ending. And we know very clearly from the hadith al-Qudsi and in a number of hadith that mean to say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't be despondent even if your sins were enough to fill the entire skies, or they were to fill the foam of the sea, or they were to fill the entire earth and everything that is in it. If you meet your Creator having worshipped nothing but Him alone, seeking His forgiveness, then Allah would bring an equal and like forgiveness to you. And there is another very beautiful hadith. This is referenced in Tirmidhi as well as in Bukhari. And you will find this in the beautiful books written by Umar al-Ashqar, you know, the Aqidah series, a number of books. And this one is in the collection, I think it is volume number 7, about Jannah wa Jahannam. That on the day of judgment, when people are being thrown to the hellfire, there will be two people. It's very beautiful. One of them will being pushed towards the hellfire. And then the hellfire will withdraw. It'll move back. It'll step back from the person. It'll withdraw itself from the individual. And Allah will ask Jahannam, what is wrong with you? And Jahannam will say to Allah, Ya Allah, he is seeking refuge with you from me. He is seeking refuge in you from me. And so Allah will tell Jahannam, release my slave. Let him go. Let him go and he will be forgiven. And then there will be another person who will be pushed towards the hellfire. Maybe his, you know, his evil deeds outweighed his good deeds. And he will be pushed towards the hellfire. And he will tell Allah, Ya Allah, I never expected this from you. Ya Allah, I would not expect this from you. And Allah will say to that man, well, what did you expect from me? And he will say that I expected that even your mercy would reach me. And Allah will tell Jahannam, release my slave. You know, so this is the amount of mercy that Allah is willing to extend to His creation. When some pure effort is made towards Allah, striving for His forgiveness, when it is done with purity, Allah is more forgiving than you can even begin to comprehend and understand. So we can never be despondent of the mercy of Allah. Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, said that being despair, having despair of the mercy of Allah is one of the major sins that can take you to Jahannam in and of itself. So never be despondent of the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah is open to all of you, anyone. I don't care how much you've done. I don't care what amount of sins and evils you have committed. Trust me, there are people worse than you. And everyone who may be worse than you, there's someone worse than them. But Allah Azza wa Jal is indeed Ghafirur Rahim. He is the most compassionately merciful and the most especially merciful to those who turn in repentance to Him. And we need to understand this, inshaAllah. So hopefully all of you now, it doesn't matter what you've done in your life, take this time out to go and stand in front of your Lord. Stand in front of your Lord with some sincerity and be admitting of all the evils you have done. Have some remorse for what you have done and then ask Allah to forgive it and shield it. And inshaAllah, you will find Allah as merciful as He describes Himself, and He will cover you with His forgiveness, and it will be something that will be forgotten between you and your Rabb, inshaAllah. Jazakallahu khairan. This has been Yusha Evans for Quran Weekly, saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Quran Weekly. So do yourself a favor, if you benefited from this video, go ahead and like it and share it on your Facebook and Twitter. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, as is narrated in Sahih Muslim, مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنًا فَلَهُ أَجْرُ وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمَلَ بِهَا, that whoever does something good, inshaAllah ta'ala, and starts it, or shares it, and other people follow, then he will get the reward that he has, and of course the reward of anyone who followed him in that, inshaAllah. So if someone else benefits from this, you get the same reward as the presenter, inshaAllah, and the same reward as the producer. So go ahead and like it, love it, share it. JazakumAllahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.